3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
Welcome to another edition of our coaches show here down in the K-Tech studio. The first guest this morning is Lauren Prohaska. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Just getting started, you had another good week of volleyball. Got a home win on Tuesday over Western and an away win at Fort Lewis on Saturday. What did you guys do well this week?
I think that we had a lot of intentional practices on our teamwork and energy and enjoying the process. Like, we just really have been focused the past week on celebrating the small victories and not being so frustrated just because it wasn't perfect. You know, we're just, a lot of times our weakness can be this quest for perfection instead of just focusing on doing things consistently. And if, you know, a point's a point, like, we need to really just get comfortable with that. So we worked really this week on earning points, focusing on our team energy, and then everyone being all in it, because our teamwork this week was just really great. And I thought that's what led us to two wins.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how you have a ton of depth and how you just have pretty much anyone on the bench can come in and make a difference. Kind of saw that on Tuesday. I mean, Iva Yavindovich had a lot of run, and that really hasn't been the case. I think she wound up with 10 or 11 kills. You saw a lot of the younger freshmen, sophomores get some run, and I mean, you still played well. You still got a four-set victory. How good is that to see, to be able to just get some of them some experience?
For sure. I mean, Ivy has definitely earned her way onto the floor. You know, she has stepped up and really made it so it's hard to not play her. And she's been doing a great job in practice. And, you know, Tuesday I thought she played really well. She's just continuing to get comfortable with that starting role and finding a way to not make so many errors and turn those errors into just putting the other team out of system. But she was great on Tuesday, and she had a really nice match on Saturday for us. I thought there was a lot of big plays that she had that just, like, made a difference in the momentum of our match. I agree. Like, our depth continues to be a difference maker for us. Jenna has been playing really good volleyball all season, but she struggled a little bit on Saturday, and we put Paisley in for her, and Paisley just went out and dominated. And I think that's just who we are as a team and a program. Like, everybody's ready for their moment, and they're going to go and get it done for their team regardless of when their time is, you know. And it's, the team is greater than us.
Yeah, and Ellie too is another one. Obviously, Kylie's been out a little bit battling with some injuries. She came in and I think had 42 assists for her first match, and then 33 and 22. She only had one error. No, two matches this week. How impressive has she been?
Yeah, I mean, for a freshman setter to, like, step up like that is always impressive. Ellie is just a really determined kid. You know, she knows what she wants, and she goes and gets it. I love that she just makes things happen. She even, you know, despite her size, she handles tight balls really well and is always finding our hot hitters. And, you know, she plays really great defense, and she knows who to deliver the ball to. She just, yeah, for stepping up while we don't have Kylie, she's been incredible, and really proud of her, just, like, strength and her ability to lead her team through that process.
Your home match Tuesday night, Western Colorado is a team that kind of new coach, a lot of inexperience, maybe at least at this level, a lot of JUCOs. How was it just to be able to come back home, especially after a tough week the week before, and be able to just take care of business again?
Yeah, Western definitely put up a good fight against us. They can do some really good things. They have a really talented middle who played pretty well against us. And we really had to take care of business, and we should have taken care of it more efficiently, but I just felt like, you know, we were trying some new things. We were trying to work on some different lineups, really kind of working through that depth, and so it got the best of us, but that's okay. It's all learning experience. But yeah, anytime we can put people away at home is a great day. Yeah. So I'm proud of our ability just to, yeah, turn it on and focus on Western. And then as soon as that match was over, it was all about Fort Lewis. And, yeah, you know, everything that we did or talked about or planned in practice was about Fort Lewis. So I love our team's dedication to scouting and dedication to, like, that opponent and what we need to do to beat them.
Sure. And four RMAC wins in a row now. I don't think that's ever happened before in this program. You've definitely never started 4-2 in RMAC play. How much does that just signal to you growth in the program overall since you took over?
Yeah, we definitely have done a lot to earn where we're at right now, and all I'm focused on is how we can keep going. We need to continue to beat the teams we're absolutely supposed to beat and play our best volleyball and put it out there, regardless of who we have in the floor and regardless of who we're playing. So very proud of them, like, checking off those teams that we got to beat. And, you know, we've beat some heavy teams, and I'm proud of that. And we just got to continue to do that and really get after it for Mines and Metro this weekend.
Yeah, and 4-2 is a pretty good start. But really, I mean, it could be 5-1. And looking at that UCCS game, early, that was, I think, your first RMAC match.
Right.
And you didn't play that great. But looking at them now, I think they only have one loss in the RMAC, too. So the RMAC start has been great so far.
For sure.
Good to see.
Yeah, very happy about it.
Going into this weekend, two teams that are typically top of the RMAC, usually 1-2, 1-3, MSU Denver Saturday. I think they're still number 2 in the nation right now.
I'm not sure. Haven't checked.
Yeah, I guess we'll see when it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure they're up there, top 5.
But how do you kind of get your team ready, or do you just prepare like it's any other game?
Yeah, we always prepare like it's any other game. I mean, Mines is definitely not the team that we're used to seeing in terms of, like, their ability to dominate. And we just, you know, I think our matchups are really good. And we just got to go put, like, scout them as great as we can, which we do, and go give our best volleyball to them. And Metro just is, they're big, they're physical, they're very efficient. So it's really just all about trying to throw them off their game and trying to make it about our play and our tempo and our energy, you know. Yeah. Like, if we can dictate that, I think that's those kind of things can throw off those teams. But yeah, we don't really focus or necessarily pay attention to the fact that they're ranked or doing really well. I mean, it doesn't matter to us. We don't care about the past. We only care about the present. So it's anyone's day and any matchup. So we're just focused on giving our best.
Sure. The defense has been great all year. I mean, it's been your middles and Annalise and Kiera and anyone else who comes in there, and your back row too with Rachel, Hannah, Josie. They've all just been, I mean, defensively, you're, I think, second in the RMAC right now. You're second in digs. You're up there in blocks. Mm-hmm. That's maybe something that hasn't been at that level in the past. How much does that help you, too, when you come up against some of these, like, big hitting teams like Mines and Denver?
Oh, for sure. I think it's just, like, it plays a big part into why we are so successful right now, just because, yeah, our back row doesn't let balls hit the floor very often. They're very good, and all of them have a big part in that. Like, Grimmie and Rachel and Hannah, Josie, you know, any of our outsides that have played back row, I mean, they're just very, very relentless defenders, and really smart kids. Our block has been better than it has, but, you know, again, I think it's just, like, the process takes a while, and the dedication to the process is what gets you there, and we have just been focusing so hard on that process with the block that for our sophomores, juniors, like, it's what the spring has been about, and then for our freshmen, like, we talk about it a lot, so, you know, they understand what goes into it. But yeah, we don't really give up a lot of points, and defensively, and I'm really proud of that. I think that it just says a lot about not only our skill right now, but also, like, our leadership in that position. Like, Grimmie and Hannah being upperclassmen and Hannah being libero, like, they just really hold everyone to a really high standard defensively.
Sure. Then just going into talking about Hannah a little more, she has been so good in that serving. Like, she's getting basically 5 serving aces a night. I think she's 6th in the nation right now in serving aces. How much of a weapon is it to have somebody who can do that and what she does?
For sure.
Everywhere else.
Yeah, I wish she was getting 5 aces a night. I think we'd be undefeated at that point. But no, you're right. She's close. And she's a ridiculous server. And we always know she has been. But she, yeah, this season has just, like, been such a repeatable moment for her every time she gets behind the line. And it's really not even just her, it's the whole team. We have been focused on, we have to keep our servers at the line. So when they go back there, we're doing everything we can to keep them there. And we've executed that pretty well. But yeah, I mean, I got all my faith in Hannah. Every time she steps back behind the service line, I just know we're going to get on a run. And it's not just because of how tough of a server she is, but also just defensively. We don't let balls hit very much. So, I think Hannah's only going to get better.
Yeah, and she's only a sophomore, which is great. Right. I mean, she doesn't look like a sophomore on the floor. She doesn't act like a sophomore.
No, she doesn't act like a sophomore. She acts like a 35-year-old woman, which is just the joy of Hannah. You know, she's mature beyond reason. But, that's just part of what makes her great. She's just so focused, and she's so tough, and she really understands how to, like, go through every point by point, focus on what she's trying to do. She's good.
Yeah. And then also you have a lot of balance in your hitters. You know, one night it could be Ellie, one night it was Paisley on Saturday, Jenna. How valuable is it to just, in scouting your team, for people to not know from night to night who's going to be that person?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think it says a lot about our hitters, and but also a lot about our setters and how they dish up our offense. You know, Ollie has continued to just do what she does every single match. She, you know, when she's hitting over 300, she's being herself. And she really dominated for us Saturday against Fort Lewis. So she played a really good match. I think it just shows that our setters do a great job at finding their hot hitters. And we're not just like a team that's all about our pins. Like, we run our middle quite a bit, and we run a lot of different play sets. So we're definitely not getting comfortable or complacent with doing the same thing over and over again. I think that says a lot about our setters and their variety and how they look at the game. So very proud of that, for sure.
Yeah. And going into this weekend, should be a good crowd, hopefully. Be nice to be back at home.
Absolutely.
Especially for two. I'm sure those trips, those one-off trips, kind of wear your team down a little bit.
Sure.
So what are you looking to do this week to get ready, you know, to be prepared for Mines and MSU Denver?
Totally. We are just, I agree with you. It's nice to be home. It's like, we get those 4 days of practice that make a big difference for our focus and our scout and also our health, like physically and mentally. We're, you know, we can catch up on some schoolwork and we can get some sleep and do all those things. So very grateful for that. You know, the process doesn't change. The process is the same for us. Like I told you, I mean, just because these teams are a little more talented in terms of our RMAC schedule, it doesn't change anything that we do. We still do our thing. So today we had a nice practice already this morning, Monday morning, got that in, which means they got a whole day to get their homework done and take care of themselves and sleep or rest or just take care of the things that make them happy, which I'm really grateful that they get a day for that. And then it's business as usual. Like, if there's one thing I can say about this particular team right now is they treat it like a business. Like, we're on business trips. You know, we're focused. We understand what has to get done. But we also understand how to have a lot of fun. So they have really great balance. And this week is all just going to be about we're putting all of our attention on Mines for those few couple of days as we scout and get ready for them. And then it turns into Metro.
All right. I don't think I have anything else for you this morning. Thank you for joining me, Lauren.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our second guest today is head women's basketball coach, Jerry Owsley. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thank you, Josh.
I'm not used to saying your new last name yet. Sorry.
That's fine. It's fine. It's a process.
You just got started with practice Friday, officially, for the first time. What does kind of the early practice look like? Is it a lot of install, or what kind of things do you do this early in the process?
Well, this year is a little different. We were able to start practices earlier. The NCAA made a rule change. So instead of start date of October 15th, we were able to start Friday. And so because of that, we kind of changed our preseason up a little bit. In the past, we had done some full team workouts. In the preseason this year, we didn't. We kept them small groups. Sure. And so, these first few days, there's just a lot of different drill work, so that our girls get good at communicating and just basic basketball type things. But also with so many returners, we were able to to work on our offenses a little bit and, you know, start with some of our defensive concepts and stuff like that. And it's, they've been picking it up really quick because, like I said, aside from, you know, our two freshmen, everybody's ran these offenses. So it's been a really quick progression the last 3 days.
Sure. How much of a benefit is that just to be able to, like, move things along a little bit quicker and get to the stuff that really, you know, prepares you for games a little bit earlier?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I loved having all the new faces and the new energy last year, but there's something to be said about some experience and being able to pull from that. And, you know, they retained a lot of what we had talked about last spring, and so that's been nice, too. We've really hit the ground running this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned you have a bunch of experience returning. I think it's 10. I think it's 10 girls back, and then the two freshmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just from those 10, what have you kind of seen, you know, from, I guess, last year to this year in terms of growth, both as players and just experience and leadership?
Our younger girls have really grown in their confidence and what they're capable of doing because of that experience from last year. And then, you know, our older players have really stepped into more leadership, vocal type roles. And so that's been really great to see this year. And, you know, I'm really proud of the older girls for stepping up and kind of taking on that responsibility and taking on that ownership. But also sometimes it could go one way or the other. They either retain stuff from their freshman year, or they were just like, freshman year was such chaos compared to what they're normally used to that you've got to reteach everything now, because now it's actually sticking. Last year was just keep my head above water. But I think, you know, just the way that our returners really attacked the postseason really led into our preseason this year. And so it's been great to see them, you know, like I said, playing with a lot more confidence, and then those upperclassmen having a lot more leadership.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but I think it's only like a month till the season starts. That just seemed like such a quick, from first practice to first game, you only have like a month to get everything set, to get everything. It just seems like it's such a short timeline to get everybody up to speed, especially the freshmen.
It really is. And I'm so thankful that they moved that practice time up. We practiced the same, basically we did the math. We practiced the same amount of days. It's just spread out over a longer time period, which for our players is so beneficial because it's midterms right now. And so they're right when they get really heavy in school in the past was when we were really picking up basketball and it was like having to get everything in,
sure,
you know, in 2 weeks. Whereas now we do have a month. It's going to fly by. It already has. Like,
yeah.
Our three practices have flown by. I don't know if they've gone as fast for the team as they have for the coaches, but me and Coach Rye will look at each other at the end and we're like, man, that was a fast practice. And so I know the whole month is going to go like that, but it allows us to, you know, take days off when academics get heavy or things like that. And then it also allows us a lot of time to do more scrimmages, and that's what's kind of nice too about the players picking up stuff so fast is we'll be able to do quite a bit more live scrimmaging, which makes the month of October go by even faster. But yeah, it's crazy. You know, I feel like we just started school the other day and
yeah,
now season's here.
Football's almost done already. Volleyball's almost done already. It just flies every year.
Oh yeah.
Talk a little bit about just the last two seasons. You didn't start the best, but your end of the seasons were so strong both years. I think you won like 5 of your last 7 games this past season. What do you just kind of have to do to get maybe start that process a little bit earlier?
I think a lot of it was in the postseason. We did a lot of, obviously we did a lot of stuff on the court, but we did a lot of things off the court as well. In terms of some different leadership trainings and just some different approaches to things, because a lot of it was our mindset. And that's something that, you know, we've really worked on moving forward and focusing on, you know, this season and the future and, you know, what are we doing now to prep us for this season. And I think just a lot of that mental prep, I think, is going to help us a lot this year.
Sure.
And, you know, we were very young last year, and trying to find consistency within practices and games was really hard. Yeah. And so we had different kids playing all the time, and there wasn't ever really that set rotation. Sure. And towards the end of the season, we finally got some consistency, and so that helped with, you know, games and those kinds of things. And so I think this year of, you know, the people returning and just really being able to do a lot more scrimmages in this October period kind of gives us a better idea of, all right, who's been really consistent, what does our rotation look like, and so figuring that out a little bit earlier will help as well. And then that always just helps with that confidence aspect of, sure, they know when they're going in, they know what they're doing when they're in the game. And those are things that, you know, we picked up 2 years ago. It was when we finally got everybody healthy, and then last year it was, you know, like I said, we got that youth going a little bit more. But I feel like we're in a really good place this year, and I'm excited about our team, what we've done so far, and, you know, just the growth that we're going to have. They're really fired up, they're really motivated, and I just hope we keep that energy all throughout October.
Sure. And health too. I know even last year going into the season there were some health questions. This year I think everyone's healthy. How important is that, just to go into the season with, you know, who you have and you know what they can do?
Exactly. It's huge. You know, no matter what, it is sports, stuff will happen, and that's part of it, is you learn that adversity and how to deal with adversity. You know, that's one of the main benefits of playing a sport. But it is nice to have everybody, you know, playing at the level that they're able to, and you know, having some missing pieces. You know, we've got somebody back from last year. You know, Morning Grace wasn't able to play last year, and she's been on the floor, and we're getting the rust off. But gosh, she's so fun to have on there with her length and what she can bring. And so it's just, like I said, it's been awesome to be able to have everybody to work with.
Sure. And let's talk a little bit about Ryan, bringing in a new assistant coach this season, but somebody who's obviously very familiar with your program, with what you do, with how, you know, the culture and the plays too. What has her transition been like?
It's been pretty smooth in terms of all the things you just mentioned. Those are things that, you know, I didn't have to sit down and talk with her about and do any of those things. You know, she knows the terminology we use. She's even reminded me, even though she's been gone for a year, she reminded me something the other day, and I was like, oh yeah, that is what we do. And I was like, man, I'm glad you're here. You can remind me of these things that I forgot. But that part has been awesome. Very smooth. And then just the coaching part, she's picking up on stuff pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you know, she's excited about the team too. And you know, it's kind of fun. There's a lot of new faces. And so she's been working on establishing relationships with all the younger players that she didn't play with. And then obviously kind of reestablishing new relationships with the girl she did play with. So, but it's been awesome. It's been so wonderful having her back, and, you know, just her passion for the school and the team and basketball, and has been a lot of fun. And for me, you know, that's just something really special when a former player, you're able to coach them and then coach with them. That's just a really cool experience.
And she really brings a lot of energy too. I didn't realize it when she was here because I didn't communicate with her that much, but now I'm realizing just how energetic she is too.
Yeah,
definitely a positive that she can bring, you know, to that side of it, I guess.
For sure.
One, you guys kind of always schedule a little tougher in the non-conference, and that's pretty much the same this year. What do you think that helps you with down the line, and once you get into RMAC play?
We get to learn resiliency and perseverance and facing adversity right off the bat. And I think those things are really important. And, you know, the teams we play have some tough, good pressure defense, and we need to see that. So we don't get frazzled when we get into RMAC play, but also they're pretty athletic, so we've got to be able to move and defend, and there'll be a challenge. We're on the road a bunch, but also, like I was telling our team the other day, I'm like, but we're not really on the road. We go up to BH for three games, so it's only 45 minutes away. It's not a real road game per se in terms of traveling. I think our preseason schedule will get us prepped quite nicely. We've got a couple scrimmages that I'm pretty excited about to get us kind of going and get us into the groove of things before we tip off with the conference challenge. And then we do have a couple games thrown in once we get going.
Yeah.
We go down to Colorado State right before Thanksgiving for an exhibition game against them. And then we do play Minot State right after Christmas, which will be kind of nice. Get the Christmas cobwebs, I guess you say, out of the way before we start conference again.
Yeah. And then just talking about some of your, I guess, seniors, Sydney, Mads, and who am I missing? Naomi. Those are the three, right? That's it. I didn't miss anybody.
Nope.
Okay, good. What have you kind of seen in just their growth into being more active leaders?
We did some stuff this spring, leadership training, and we've been doing some stuff this year too. You know, we meet once a week. I think the biggest thing for them is, and it's hard to replicate until you get into that senior position, you have just a different sense of urgency when you know it's your last year of playing. And I think those three have done a great job of working together to make a full leadership team. You know, we talk about roles on the court. Well, they have different leadership roles too, based on, you know, the different things that they bring to the team and their personalities. And I'm really proud of them for how they've really stepped up, and they're pushing themselves out of their comfort zones. And they've been doing a great job of responding to the different things that I've given them and challenged them with. But like I said, I think part of that is just that big difference of they know it's almost over. And you can go a couple different directions with that, and they're choosing to be like, we want to get the most out of this season. We want to reach our potential as a team, and I think they've done a great job of really bringing that to the entire team, and especially, you know, Naomi, it's her fifth year, so it's not even, she's not even just a senior, she's a fifth-year senior, so she's got a lot more of that experience that she'll be able to speak on. And, you know, the team really respects those three. And so that's huge too. So it's been a good working dynamic so far. And like I said, I'm really proud of them for what they've put into it the last, you know, 5-6 months since postseason started was kind of when we started moving forward with this season.
Yeah. And they all bring, you know, a pretty good different skill sets on the court too. Mm-hmm. Sydney's a really, really strong rebounder and defender, whereas she's pretty skilled offensively in the post. And then Mads is she can kind of do everything from the guard spot. She can beat you and hit floaters. She's a good shooter. So what do you kind of have to do? And then Piper's probably one of the starters too, one of the best mm-hmm. three-point shooters. So what do you kind of have to do to, like, mix and match and find the people to complement them?
Part of that is recruiting.
Sure.
You know, so you try to recruit different people that complement what you have, but also that you're just going to bring in some ballers as well. And, you know, I'll speak a little bit about our freshmen. You know, we have two freshmen. One of them, unfortunately, won't be able to play this year. She got hurt in one of her last soccer games this spring. But she, you know, she's going to bring, when she is able to play, she's going to bring that feistiness, that defense. And, you know, we lost that with Bailey Johnson graduating. And so she brings that aspect. And then Emily, who we brought in the point guard position, is just, she understands the point guard position so well and knows who to get the ball and when they need to get the ball. And with the players around her right now, that's a really great skill to have, because there are some players, we've got some good scorers, and Em does a great job of finding them. And, you know, she's still getting used to the college game a little bit and the speed, and obviously we're only three practices in. But, you know, we're excited about that piece to the puzzle that we've brought in. But then, you know, everybody else has not only worked on their individual skills, but they've also gotten better at the stuff that they were good at anyways. And so it'll be fun to see how this month plays out with them competing every day in practice, and see who brings that consistency and who brings those things that we really need to have success on the floor. But yeah, those three are doing a great job. Like I said, just leading not only by example on the court, but with everything else they do too. And it's important that your leaders do lead by example. Yeah. Otherwise, they kind of lose credibility. So we're blessed that those three bring it every day.
Sure. And then you pretty much don't really have too many juniors, just Piper and Lily, unless I'm missing somebody. But they, you know, Piper was one of the better three-point shooters, not just in the conference, in the entire country last year.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably on track to eventually break your assistant coach's record, as long as she stays healthy.
Yeah.
And then Lily, too, is probably going to be one of your bigger factors at point this year. What have they kind of shown you back going into the spring and just improvements in what they do on the court?
Lily has improved a lot over the summer. She came in great shape. She's got sometimes it's almost too much of like basketball IQ and like coaching mindset, because she does have that. She starts to overthink, but she's done a great job of, especially now that it's her junior year of 2 years into the program, she knows what we want. She knows, again, who needs the ball, when they need the ball. And so she's had a really great preseason. And honestly, she's been really challenging Piper in some shooting drills. So it's fun when we do shooting drills, because Lily's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
As well. So that's been fun, because Piper needs that. She needs that competition in practice every once in a while. And so that's been awesome to see. And, you know, Piper is Piper. She came in, you know, picked up right where she left off. And again, we're just making sure that we're challenging her as well, so that she can continue to grow in different aspects and be able to, you know, she's not going to be able to just shoot set shot threes all the time. And so being able to make sure that we're really challenging her and building her game as well. And they've done a great job of that. They both have also really stepped up vocally in practice. And so again, that I think just that comfortability of being here for a couple years, and they're kind of taking on a little bit of leadership as well, just being upperclassmen and helping things out. So yeah, they're just that's a fun class.
Sure.
They're like attached at the hip half the time, and anytime you need your day to get a little better, all you got to do is go interact with those two, and it'll immediately get better.
And then, you know, you mentioned you have some youth last year that's returning, and you have a bunch. You have Alexis, Lauren, Megan. I'm sure I'm missing
Savea.
Okay, yeah, they all got to see quite a bit of court time last year. So how much does that help just in, you know, the traditional freshman to sophomore jump?
So much. They get the speed of the game a lot better. They understand our concepts and our philosophies on, you know, how we want to play and what we want to do. But then with that, they've all improved so much. You know, Lexi, I joke about this every year, but I'm like, I wish we would take like before and after pictures of when they come in. You know, Lexi, one of the things we talked about last year was she had to get stronger. And she has hit the weight room, and she has worked on her game, and she's like a completely different person this year. So I'm really excited for her and the growth she's made. And then the same goes with the rest of them. You know, they really got after it in the postseason and the preseason, and they're definitely using that experience that they gained last year to really help propel them forward this year. And you know, just really focusing on their strengths. And you know, we've got some good defenders, we've got some good scorers, and all of those things. So it's just a fun class and a really go-getter class.
Sure. All right, I think that pretty much wraps us up. First game's November 10th in Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Lone Star Challenge, I guess it's called, against Texas Permian Basin and West Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck getting ready for the season. Good luck. I'm excited to see you guys play this year.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it. We are excited, too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.